ESPN Kansas City presents Golf Underground, powered by Mariner Wealth Advisor, helping you navigate your financial future.
All right, we're here. Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Jordo, Wardo, in the studio.
No Sully. Nowhere Sully to be found, but that's all right. We're going to have a blast without him today. We've got a great slate, got a lot to cover. It's the Chiefs Monday, of course. We've got a lot of great things. We got some good stuff on the tour. We got President's Cup. We're going to cover a lot today. We might even go with our first-time caller. First time, long time.
So you would think traditionally golf off season, there's not a lot to talk about, but not the case here on the Golf Underground. Interesting story that has spanned a couple of weeks now, really has spanned a couple of years if you go back to the beginning. Brendan Todd was basically a dead guy a couple years ago. Goes on a streak that would rival our old friend, the club pro guy. Misses 37 cuts out of 40 starts. He has won on the PGA Tour 2 weeks in a row.
That's a big turnaround. A lot of big change there. Clearly had the driver yips, had the ball striking yips. I think he couldn't even get the bag into the trunk yips.
I was going to say, he was yipping everything.
Yeah.
So
we're going to dive more into that. But
he wins by one over four other guys, has to get to 20 under on a Monday in Bermuda. That's having to earn it. Also worth noting in that tournament out in Bermuda, our guy, Joel Damon, top 10.
Vaughn Taylor, my bestie from, I spent 36 holes, no, 31 holes with him because he walked off the course, but I spent some time with him and he finished second, so.
Good thing he didn't walk off the course then.
Yeah.
So, local guy Bryce Garnett finishes T11 and our old buddy Bob Streb finishes T14. Worth noting, the PGA Tour is at Sea Island next week where Streber got his first win a few years back. So, bigger news in the golf world is the recent captain selections made for the President's Cup. Captaining the team this year is one Eldrick Tiger Woods. He's won a few times in match play events. Wardo, your old buddy Woodland, is in the mix. He was a captain's pick with Tony Finau, Pat Reed. And interestingly enough, captain's pick, Tiger Woods choosing himself. What do you think about that?
Well, it's hard not to choose yourself when you just won for the 82nd time. And I would also say that I'm pretty confident that those players on that squad chose him to choose himself, if that makes sense.
Do you think there's an added obligation to finish the round and not like feign a back injury since he picked himself? Is he going to have to fight through any ailment since he picked himself?
I think he's going to be able to fight through it.
What if he gets hit with a Volkswagen on the third fairway in singles?
I think he still figures out a way to get it done.
You tough it out like Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, he will tough it out.
So I think as a warm-up for the President's Cup, those guys are playing in Tiger's event in the Bahamas in the week prior. Slated to be in that event is Ricky Fowler, a guy Tiger jumped over for captain selection. He takes himself and Pat Reed that are both further down the point list, and he's got to play host to Ricky right before.
Do you know what Pat Reed hates being called? Pat. So keep calling him Pat.
Well, he hates everything, doesn't he?
Well, he's good at winning, so, and he's pretty good in these events. So hard not to pick him. I know Ricky's had a pretty long layoff, so I get it. 13 or 14 weeks off, but there might be an injury lurking with good old Brooks Koepka on that knee. So there's a chance we may see Ricky, or he may even choose a hell of a putter like Kevin Na.
I hope they extend the TV hours if we got Kevin Na on the field.
They will for sure.
So your boy Woodland has a good showing over in Asia and ends up making it on the squad. Have you talked to him since he got the selection?
Yeah, we had a nice little Kansas Golf reunion deal, a fundraiser up in Lawrence, which our guest coming on at the next segment will talk a little bit more about. But yeah, I think he's super stoked. I think he makes that team no matter what. That just was the icing on the cake, him being able to play with Tiger, you know, finishing the top five over there and play 36 holes the last two rounds with Tiger. So Again, Gary didn't play great those last two rounds, but he didn't shoot himself in the foot by any means. So I don't think Tiger was watching anyways. He was just cruising to his next victory.
As a guy that's played a lot of rounds with Gary and wears us out endlessly with it, what kind of a guy is Gary like in a match play setting? Any different than he is just on a given day?
I think the fact that his ball striking has just become very mature. I guess I'll use the word mature. I hate giving him that kind of credit, but that will wear out a guy like CT Pan or Sungjae Im or even Hongtoon Lee. Hongtoon's a great player, good putter, but I think that'll really help Gary in the match play setting. And again, he's going to have to putt and short game it a little bit better than he has in other match play settings.
Okay, so beyond just Gary, in the international match play world, we crush it at the President's Cup, and then we get crushed in the Ryder Cup. Walk me through why.
You know, I actually think that in the President's Cup, we're just more relaxed. I think we've put a little bit of added pressure in the Ryder Cup. And then I also think that some of these guys, you know, the Europeans have just, they do have that bond, right? And they do have that camaraderie per se. But again, I don't know. I don't know if it's because it means less per se, a little bit less, and no one quote unquote cares. But again, I think these are all some great players that are slated to play in this thing.
So one of Hogan's lines was to hit great shots consistently under pressure, you got to do it with what he called concentrated indifference, which is try as absolutely hard as you can and then hit the shot like you don't care. It seems like that they can do that during the President's Cup. And then when they get to the Ryder Cup, there's a lot going on upstairs. They're trying really hard and then gripping it extra tight and yanking stuff in the water. It's got to be a mental thing, right? Because if they played with the same attitude at the Ryder Cup as they do the President's, we'd own that thing.
You know, I think it's like anything else. You know, I think the Europeans obviously have phenomenal fundamentals. So do the international players. But the Europeans have phenomenal fundamentals. I think they are mentally stronger. They've played in more different types of conditions. And I think, too, it's just like it's like a basketball game or football game. Once momentum gets on your side or against you, then stuff starts going the right or wrong way. And I just think that's kind of where we've been. But clearly, last year in the Ryder Cup, we drove it crooked, and we made a lot of bogeys and doubles and effectively handed Europe the cup. But I also think that Europe played well and did hit fairways and greens and deserved it.
The note about conditions, I think, is a good one, because this is a late-season event every time. We go over to Europe, and, I mean, it's going to be cold, wet, and cloudy over there this time of year.
Well, Australia. We're playing in Australia.
No, I get that. I'm saying in the Ryder Cup, when we get crushed by those guys. They're used to playing in that.
Right.
And then even if we're playing it at home, I mean, throughout most of the U.S., it's cold. I remember them playing it at Harding Park a few years ago. It was at Hazeltine the last time we were up here, which is up in Minnesota. Our guys aren't used to playing in that. I mean, they go where the sun's at PGA Tour.
We play dome golf on the PGA Tour, hence the scores. I think you're right. I think that these guys have just played in more conditions. They've traveled more. They're all great players, but again, I think the key is that these guys hit fairways more than we do, and they also play in harder conditions.
So I think we can speak to this with some specificity because we both did it, and at least my golf career ended immediately thereafter was college golf, which is unique in the fact that it's a team type of event in a game that's almost entirely an individual sport. Playing college golf, it's a team event. You go out there, you're kind of playing for your coach, you're playing for your buddies, you want to win, you want to post that good score for your boys and celebrate as a group afterwards. It's been mentioned that the U.S. players, you know, they've got their own physicians and nutritionists and PR guys that travel with them. They don't congregate like the Europeans that are a little bit more old school. You remember that from college, don't you? That camaraderie?
Of course.
So how do these guys incorporate this a little bit better than what we've done in the past?
You know, I just think it's going to have to start with getting, you know, playing practice rounds together, getting, you know, figuring out who plays what golf ball, you know, getting Gary to play with JT or even Pat Reed or Bryson or whoever the pairings are going to be, start doing that sooner than later, and get that camaraderie going. I'm pretty confident that for the President's Cup, I think the U.S. will come out on top. And again, look at we just have some really handsome. Well, we have a couple receding hairlines as captains, Zach Johnson and Steve Stricker, but
Kuchar stands out there.
We got Freddie Couples rolling too. So anyhow, I think that we'll win over in Australia, and that Royal Melbourne's a hell of a track. Really good precision shot making, kind of like what you do, Jordo.
It's super hard and undulating, isn't it?
Really well bunkered, a lot of tongues to the greens, and so you got to be able to wedge it well. You clearly drive it well, but also I think it's more of a second shot golf course from what I remember seeing.
Yeah, from what I remember, it's very hard, like concrete too.
Yeah.
Like the balls roll and bounce a lot like they did at Pinehurst, that U.S. Open a few years ago.
Right. So again, maybe that does favor the international squad, but they're probably a little bit better on firm and fast.
So Ricky Fowler doesn't get the pick at the Ryder Cup. It's worth noting that he had taken a photograph with Sully the week prior to getting snubbed. I don't know if that had anything to do
any
with it.
Correlation.
Yeah.
You know, Tiger, he definitely follows Golf Underground's Instagram, and so there's probably a good chance he saw him with Sully and Sully's amazing nose hair and said, if you're going to hang out with guys like that, you're out.
Yeah, you don't want that kind of voodoo messing up a team. Not after, I think they're going to do one of those stupid team building exercises where they go lock the whole team in a room and they have to like solve a mystery to get out.
You think Gary will be able to figure that out?
You know, I think if Gary and Bryson DeRochambeau really come together as one, I think they'll get it knocked out.
I think you're right. All right, well, let's take a commercial break. When we come back, we've got our first-time, long-time caller calling in. We've been contemplating this for months on end, so take us to break, Jordo.
All right, we'll see you back here in a minute. We might dump this caller here pretty quick, so we'll come up with something to talk about. You're listening to Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me. I know it's football season, so you get a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town, I've had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Anders and Dr. Larry Lemack. Come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love, and we actually care and listen to our patients and follow up with them, make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay, and so the three things that separate you, number one, best training. Number two, you specialize in getting people on that field. Number three, you're actually listen. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At sanoorthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
Holiday Magic, brought to you by Shane Company.
A ring with a vibrant London blue topaz, because she loves the ocean and that's where you met.
A natural pearl strand, because she's a natural beauty.
A gold coin pendant, because you wish her the best on her new adventure.
The magic of Shane Company jewelry is that it allows you to capture your story with something that will last forever. Each of these great gifts from our holiday collection is under $500. Our non-commissioned sales team is warm and welcoming. We'll help you find perfect gifts.
Hi, I'm Tom Shane. One of my favorites this year is our stylish diamond bar necklace with a row of four hand-matched diamonds for $390. It's elegant and something she can wear every day.
When you spend $400 or more on a gift, you'll receive our Shane Company Foreverlink necklace for free while supplies last.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Do you have retirement dreams of perfecting your swing and spending time on the green? Or maybe you have a bucket list of courses you'd like to play. Whatever your retirement goals, Mariner Wealth Advisors is your advocate. We create wealth plans to help you reach those goals. Whether that involves golfing, traveling the world, or settling down in another state, it's your plan, personalized for your goals. Contact Mariner Wealth Advisors today to start navigating your financial future. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location near you.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor
with its principal place of business in the state of Kansas.
Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified or organic farms, prime-going regions, artisan producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
So I'm scanning my Kansas Lottery tickets with the PlayOn app, and I see you on my phone.
Yes, me.
You're a talking truck.
Lisa, I am merely a figment of your imagination as you dream about what can be when you scan your winning and non-winning tickets with the PlayOn app.
So I didn't really win a new truck?
No, dear, not yet.
Will other prizes talk to me tonight?
No, this isn't like the Christmas Carol thing.
Oh, thank goodness.
Win cash, prizes, and promotions when you scan your Kansas Lottery tickets with the PlayOn app.
Hi, this is Brian Sullivan, co-host of Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City. Hey, when I'm not bringing my fantastic double-digit handicap to the course, my company, Precise Selling, works with companies to create sales champions. Hey, the best golfers get to the top by having a swing process and a game plan from the time they step on the first tee to the time they finish their putt on 18. Now, at Precise Selling, we teach salespeople how to prepare for each sales call. We give them a process to steal customers from their biggest competitor, sell more to current customers, and negotiate like a pro. So come see me at PreciseSelling.com to learn how we can help turn your team into a team of top sales performers.
For commercial and residential roofing with a project manager on site at every job, it's Easton Roofing. Four straight years voted best of houses. And Angie's List Super Service Award winner. Check out their Google reviews online. When storms blow in, they offer free storm damage inspections, saving you money in the future and not having erroneous insurance claims on your record. With Easton Roofing, there's no payment collected until you're 100% satisfied. Credit cards and PayPal accepted. Call 913-257-5426. Online at EastonRoofing.com. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
All right, we're back. Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. This segment, this esteemed interview, is going to be brought to you by the good folks at BCI Bowen and our good buddies at the Clubhouse Experience downtown. Had a corporate event down there a couple of weeks ago. Nobody died.
It might be cold outside, but you can get down there, play Pebble Beach, have a couple apps, couple margs, couple VODs.
Well, what they've done great is they've incorporated a lot of homes around the simulator golf, so you can actually ricochet one off of a BCI Bowen home as if we're at number 7 at Pebble Beach.
Exactly.
Okay, so what we have up next is a guest that's not very good. It probably won't make for good radio, but the high drama here is going to be how long it takes to dump him. So we've got Pete Kresnick.
Wichita's finest. Thanks for coming on the show, Pete.
That's right, guys. Thanks for having me. Couldn't be more excited. First-time caller, long-time listener. I've been training for this since probably multiple decades, starting with my Jim Rome listening days.
Good, good. Let me give you a proper introduction, Pete. So Pete plays on he's a professional amateur golfer. He sells insurance for a living and leeches off a decent society. It's that sort of lack of self-awareness that helps Wardo's lesson sheet stay full.
Protecting assets and making a difference. Go on, Jordo.
So he finishes 188th in the Kansas AM in 2018. 2019, he's a quarter finalist, not unlike our old buddy Brendan Todd, that's had a great couple of weeks. So, Pete, my first question for you is, with that kind of disastrous performance, how do you have the gumption to sign up again next year and then, like, actually beat people in the event?
Well, before we get to that, Jordo, really all my pre-show prep had been geared toward Sully. And really the build-up and the years and the stories that I've learned about Sully and me being in sales and him being a sales trainer, and you know, this has been, you guys' show has been a hit.
We can make this. We can make this a Sully roast. Let's go.
Yeah, well, all year long, and then I find out that I'm stuck with Jordo. You
know? Yeah,
but I realize that, you know, we can't have a Hall of Famer every day. So, you know, Jordo, it's we've got Jordo in the seat. We've got, you know, a mid-am golfer. You know, Gary's busy. But then I look ahead to my calendar, and we've got the live show on Wednesday.
We do have the live show.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great turnout, a place that cannot be disclosed at this moment, but it's going to be a great turnout. We got a lot of your good buds will be there, Pedro, and you and Jordo will have a nice bromance.
So I will say, I like Sully a lot, so I don't want to say anything. Well, I suppose it's better if we say a lot of bad things about him when he's not here, because I want to be nice, and I don't want to say that stuff to his face.
What do you got for us, Petey?
Well, I tell you what, I've gotten over the disappointment. Let's go back to the 2018 State Am, and we're playing the Firekeeper Golf Course, which is not the course's fault whatsoever, but we got her going a little sideways there, Jordo, and
who's we? Was that your whole team, your caddy, nutritionist?
That'll be the team, meaning Pete Kresnick and myself riding in my own golf cart with myself. Thankfully, they painted all the hazard as lateral. All the tall grass, Jordo, was lateral. And from what I hear from your flip, that would be good for you. So it wasn't big penalty, but I'm 17 over on the 18th tee. And you've got to carry it about 240 over a creek, and there's tall grass on each side. Now, mind you, I've got to make par to get her under 90, which thankfully I did. And then I thought, you know, the next day I'm just going to show up, and I'm just going to survive this day. 89, one of my highest rounds of my amateur career. Let's just survive this day and get out of here. And what do on the 10th hole, my first hole of the round two? I make a triple bogey there. So the grind was on. Finished with an 81, 170. Everyone was worried about me, asking for a proof of life, making sure I was okay, including our own Geraldo Woodland was asking if I was okay. And he was very compassionate about it. But honestly, and this is the truth, the first call out of the parking lot was to Wardo. I said, hey, I'm lost, and I need your help. Old buddy, we've known each other for, gosh, I don't know, 20 years, teammates. We've played together in events, and I've been in the stable ever since, and had a nice bounce-back year this year. So I'm on the way back, Jordan, so there's still hope for you if you got something to bounce back from.
You know what's amazing is it didn't take you long to get out of the doldrums there. We got you a couple sessions, and you're basically back.
Yeah, I was a big, big way back, and there's, you know, anytime I think people go out and get a lesson and they feel like, oh, it's got to feel uncomfortable and we got to rebuild it and it's going to get worse before it gets better, I challenge that. I think I showed up on the range with Wardo and he said, look, if you're not hitting it better by the time you leave from the time you showed up, I didn't do my job. So we went to work physically and with the golf swing, and we got after it.
Wardo's big on taking those shortcuts and just kind of putting a Band-Aid on a situation.
I'm actually go the other way a lot of times. But
Pete, did the word stack and tilt ever come out of his mouth?
and jolt, no.
That may have led up to the 2018 performance in the stadium. I'm not sure.
Okay, so during the 2018 Firekeeper performance, were you out on the course thinking about incorporating the stack and tilt, or were you on your phone reading news articles and watching X-rated websites?
It was more like, what hole are we on? How many over am I? How many holes left do I have? It was more of a survival.
So, like, on the last six holes, you're doing the math, trying to see if you can break 90 or not. It's good to have a goal to fight towards.
Yeah, always, always. Yeah, it focused me. It got me honed in, and we made it through. Best thing that ever could have happened to me.
So what did Wardo do for you when he brought you back from the doldrums? What was the key?
Well, when you know someone that out long, you kind of know what makes him tick. And he really just got me more athletic. He's, you know, he's asked for some pictures to post for all the viewers out there, and I've got them. And once you see a Google image, Pete Kresnik, you'll quickly realize that I am a phenomenal athlete, and there's a great athlete in there. And so he just kind of got back to my roots there, Jordan.
Yeah, he showed me the picture, and beyond the athleticism, I thought the some of the fashion choices were
yeah.
great. I don't know if the picture was from 1997, but the pleats really made it look that way. Do you own any pants that don't have pleats?
I'm a little confused. I saw a buddy of mine with pleats recently, and this could be a club pro guy question. I'm not quite sure. I thought they were out, but maybe they're coming back. I don't know.
They're definitely coming back.
Yeah, I don't like that. But hey, I'm a reactive fashion trendsetter.
I think Adam Scott's about two steps away from wearing a Bobby Jones like button up and tie on the course.
Yeah,
I'm bringing back pleats with capris.
That's a solid combo there.
Is that like a Walter Hagen
kind of yeah
move?
Might as well. All right, so Petey, tell us about, you literally live on the grounds at Wichita Country Club. Talk us through the day of a professional amateur golfer. You wake up at 5. What do you do?
Wake up at 5, get a swing fit session, okay? And then grab some coffee, get into the office.
What's the swing fit sesh look like? What are you really honing in on the off-season?
You know, I'm just a small-town kid from Wichita, so we don't have the in-studio contagious environment of the live classes. So I get them dialed in on the iPad and get my work in with, Turtle. She's walking me through the workouts. And then there's role model, Seth, who's just banging them out. So it's a good workout. Do that a few days a week. But wake up at 5, get in there, get the work done in the office, do what I need to do. And ideally, you know, some kind of golf work. Maybe it's a golf game. Maybe it's an amateur tournament. Maybe I'm playing with some clients out there. But and then go home and, you know, get the handoff. Here's a kid or two and dirty diapers and all that. It reminds me quite a bit, actually, of Wardo when our good buddy Brant Snedeker visited us at KU. I may talk about that a little bit if you remember that.
Yeah, what did you learn from Brant?
Well, so, Jordo, just to clue you in, Brant won the 2005 United States Amateur Pub Links Championship, which I'm sure that's an event you're very well familiar with.
What's he do now? Is he selling used cars?
he may be selling something. I've lost track of him, to be honest with you. But anyway, he won that and got himself a spot in the Masters, so he couldn't turn pro after his senior year. So he had like 9 months there where he had to just kind of hang out and play some amateur events every now and then. And our assistant coach was Roy Edwards, who had just returned back from Vanderbilt. So Roy invited Brant to come up and
good old Nubs. Let's get Nubs on this show, by the way.
Nubs would be a great guest on the show.
We'll get him on the show.
We could talk a lot about snacks, too. He's really good in that area. So Jordo, you know, Wardo and I, we play hard and we work hard and we like to get the VODs in from every now and then. And that's not a new thing. That's kind of what we tried to do in college, too.
We didn't try. We did it pretty well.
Yeah.
Pete, I played Division II golf. I know all about the VODs.
You're kind of a big deal. So Snedz comes in and he's like, guys, here's the deal. There's three things in college. There's school, there's partying, and there's golf. You can be good at two of them, but you can't be good at all three. And here's a guy that won the USAM, Pub Links, going to the Masters, and Jordo, got to be honest, that went in one ear and out the other. And I was bound and determined to prove Brant Snedeker wrong, school being the third on that stool. There would be often times where I would be working at the wheel, have a little after hours, wake up around, you know, go to bed around 4 a.m., wake up at 10 for qualifying, and just try to make it all happen.
Well, Gary Woodland was good at one of those.
right.
He proved Brant wrong, too.
He did. Good job, Gary.
Neither one of you have talked any about studying. Who was studying during these times at 4 a.m. at the wheel?
Well, let the record show that I think, Jordo, you're in the presence of two academic All-Americans, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God, you had me fooled.
Yeah.
I take it all back.
All right, let's take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to dive in a little bit more on Pete Kresnik and what he sees President's Cup-wise, and maybe a little bit more of some storytelling out of good old Pete. You're listening to Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM. Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Sports Radio 810 and Walker Medical Linen Services are providing for Kansas City families in need by donating warm blankets to area Kansas City charities. Stay tuned to the Border Patrol as I will highlight the charities we are supporting, including City Union Mission, Sheffield Place, Maddie Road Center, Redemptorist Center, and Open Arms. Over 1,000 blankets have been donated by a great local family-owned company, Walker Medical Linen Services. Thank you to everyone at Walker Medical Linen Services for your generous donation.
Hey, Wardo, I'm so sick of my handicap rising, and every year I feel like I'm losing yardage. Do you have a solution for me?
Of course I do. SwingFit is a goal-focused platform that is fitness-based, centered around getting your golf game better. SwingFit will help you become more biomechanically sound in the gym and on the golf course. From the golf perspective, what you're going to see is a series of movement patterns and drills in order to get you better and to help you achieve your goals. You will be introduced to some exercise centered around increasing golf strength and club head speed.
The team at SwingFit is TPI certified, which is the gold standard for those tour players you watch on Sundays. If you want to take the next steps to hitting the ball like them, call 913-269-1300 for more information or go to thegolfstable.com.
Are you ready to focus more on your golf game this year instead of enduring the process of building a brand new home? Look no further than BCI Bowen Custom Homes. They will help you determine the best opportunity for you and your family given your current situation. Do I do a remodel? Do I build the dream house I've always wanted? Your next home might be waiting for you from the many specs and furnished models they have available in Southern Johnson County. Whether you're located in Shawnee or Leawood, Mike McCown and his award-winning team are interested in helping you determine what may be best for you and your family. Again, if you're looking to spend more time on the links and eliminate the stressors of the building remodel process, call BCI Bowen at 913-444-2369 or on the web at bcibowen.com.
When weather changes in the NFL, defense wins championships. You got to protect that end zone, protect your house. Your roof is the best defense against the harsh winter weather, so call the best, Buck Roofing. Ron Buck and his team have done great work here in Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, and Manhattan for well over a decade. Whether it's a big repair or small, or a roof replacement, Buck Roofing will provide the peace of mind you deserve. You know that stain you've had in your ceiling? Don't put it off over the winter. It'll only get worse. Call the guys I called to take care of my house and my mom's house. That's Buck Roofing. Call 913-384-2680. Each job has a plan tailored to your roof and a coach assigned to take care of all aspects of the job. That's the service you get from Buck Roofing. Residential or commercial, there's no job that's beyond the expertise of Buck Roofing. 913-384-2680. 913-384-2680. Or go online to rbuckroofing.com. You'll sleep well knowing that Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head.
Hey, what's up, Golf Underground Nation? This is Brian Sullivan, co-host of the Golf Underground with the Greenside Cigar Company, here to tell you about the hot new cigars that are about taking over the golf industry. And yeah, I'm talking about the patented Birdie Stogies you guys have been seeing for sale all over the local golf courses. These cigars come highly rated and are the ultra-premium alternative to that dried-up old stick you've been using to celebrate your made birdie putts. Designed to be carried in every golf bag and saved as a reward for celebratory achievement, our cigars are bringing golfers added relaxation, fun, and perhaps maybe even a little luck. from mild to medium, smooth to sweet. We have a cigar suitable for every taste palate and golfers at all skill levels. So no matter your celebratory occasion, enjoying a victory stogie at the clubhouse after a low round, immediately after a made birdie putt, or hey, even to help you relax and simply celebrate being out on the golf course, make sure you never approach the first tee again without one of our beautiful cigars in your golf bag. So learn more and order online at greensidecigars.com or just Google the birdie stogie, because after all, there can only be one.
Do you like your chicken spicy hot? Have you tried Stroud's new spicy hot menu? Start guzzling down some ice water, grab your sweat towel, and head on over to try Stroud's spicy hot menu. Spicy hot chicken bites, fried chicken sandwiches and wraps, chicken fried chicken and steak, pork chops, you name it. And the heat! Stroud's homemade mouthwatering ranch and blue cheese dressings will cool you down before your next bite. You've got to try Stroud's spicy hot. Available exclusively at Stroud's in Overland Park on 135th and 69 Highway.
We're back.
Is this Madonna? Who is this?
Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, I knew it. God, he loves the Pet Shop Boys.
Twisting up the hits
like
in here.
I like it.
All right,
solid
we're back.
Work, Nathan. I like it.
We're back. Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. We're here with a guy named Pete Kresnick from...
one of the from good old Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas.
One of the best amateur golf professional amateurs I know. Pete, are we going to have a big year in 2020?
Big year. Big things.
You know, I think when I got you out of the doldrums, my one thing is you just wanted to kind of pump the brakes. You didn't want to go from doldrums to winning. You just wanted to go like quarterfinalist and kind of, you know, kind of get familiarized yourself with the leaderboard already. This year we're going to turn it up a notch. You good with that?
Yeah, it's time to get some W's. I did get the club championship this year. I got back on that saddle, so that was good. I had a little three-year drought there that ended.
Gosh, good thing I'm not on commission with you, or I'd be.
I know.
I wouldn't be sitting here in the Golf Underground.
That's right.
Booth.
All right, so Pete, you got a couple of kiddos.
I do.
Are they playing any golf yet? How old?
I've got a 7-year-old boy named Rocky and a 4-year-old named Champ, both grandpa names there, because I know the viewers will be wondering. And then a little girl, Allie, is 1. Rocky, 7 years old. He really has dabbled in a variety of sports so far. He's playing basketball now. He's one of those guys, though, just he's playing whatever sport is in season with all his buddies, but he is playing golf. You know, and it's been kind of cool to watch because you grow up playing junior golf, and then you get recruited, you play high school, college golf, amateur golf, you know, whether or not you turn pro or mid-am golf. And then it kind of comes full circle. Now you're watching your kid grow up and start learning the game and learning how to play. And it's actually kind of a cool reminder about how, you know, golf can get really complicated, and, you know, just going out playing with my son and having a good time with him and keeping it simple and fun, I mean, I think that can help everybody. And that's something, you know, I obviously love playing golf with my kid, but I coach him in other sports. And, you know, my grandpa, who was a really good athlete, had a great saying, and he says that grown-ups screw everything up. And if you think about it, it couldn't be more true. So Rocky's out there playing. I think my little guy, the 4-year-old, he'll get out there maybe next year. But we're doing junior golf at the Wichita Country Club. He's doing a little bit of U.S. kids golf, which is pretty intense for that age. And then the first tee has got a really good program here in Wichita. So he's in it when it's golf season. The sticks are pretty much up right now, but he's in it. He's liking it. We're having a lot of fun.
So given the progression that you described about junior golf and getting better, high school, trying to play college, turning pro, with that in mind, are you beating up on him pretty hard? Would you consider yourself like an Earl Woods figure?
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, I would obviously love for him to grow up and be really successful at golf and all that, but I say this, and I, you know, it takes some believing, but I want them just to be able to play, you know, when we go on trips. So I don't care if they play really in high school or college if they want to. I think, you know, they'll have the opportunity to if they really fall in love with the game. But, you know, my great memories growing up were playing golf with my brothers, my dad on golf trips. So, you know, just to just to get it around, you know, Sully. Oh, I'm sorry, Jordo. Just to get it around. I don't think they need to be scratched, but just to get it around. So,
well, I hope you treat their games with more respect than you've treated me today.
I understand. I would never talk to my children the way I talk to you, Jordo.
All right, Pete. I've got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and the 4-year-old, obviously, the attention span is still a little short to do anything more than like 15, 20 minutes of hitting balls on the range. Has it gotten much better as the older one's gotten up to 7?
Yeah.
I mean, like, can he play 9 holes?
He can play 9 holes. Things really clicked for him. I know all kids are different, but at 6 years old, he just got into sports in general. More attention span, you know, we'll watch the Chiefs game tonight and all that. So he turned 6, and a lot of things changed there. So, I mean, if I had to give you advice with a 4-year-old, you know, get one club out there, let them hit a ball. If they want to take a break and ride the cart, go get a snack, go get Tootsie Rolls or whatever. Just do whatever you need to do to make them have fun while they're out there, and then they'll just keep coming back. And back to my earlier comment, I think parents and other people around kids just really screw it up when they keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing, and it just drives them away, you know.
Jeez, Pete, it's got to be lonely up there on that pedestal. I feel like I'm listening to Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Hey,
how's these kids going to win 14 majors?
Well, I mean, one at a time, you know.
All right, Wardo, you've coached some young kids.
Yeah.
So what's the strategy on these? Like, once they get so young, you got to really dumb this thing down, don't you, and just kind of keep it fun?
Yeah, I think you keep it fun. Give them a couple of reminders like, hey, here's how you begin to grip it, or here's how you stand. And then I think letting them progress. And then, like, I've got a couple kids in the Swing Fit program that are 12, 13-ish, and they're just light years ahead of where some of the other kids have been because they've picked it up and they've gotten good fundamentals at such a young age. But once they hit that high school age, they discover – females, they discover more studying, they discover a lot of things. And so it's tough. It's a balancing act on, you know, you got a kid that comes in and says, all right, I'm going to play at Oklahoma State. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Can I switch gears a little bit? Because one thing you said, it got my mind racing a little bit. And I think it's a good question to ask you and Pete both.
Sure.
So you talk about juggling different things. And I go back to when I was a 20-year-old me, and I'm playing some of my best golf, being a complete degenerate, gambling, drinking, going to school a little bit. Like, that works for some people, playing really well. Like, Roger Maltby was one of those guys. And then other guys, like, it's got to be super simple. What do you tell a guy that plays better as a degenerate, as an instructor?
I think the key is just to figure out the environment which people play or practice best in. Like, there was a guy that played at KU, Ryan Vermeer. All he would do was practice. He would grind. He would never go play, gamble with the boys, and he was an All-American. And then you've got another guy that all he wants to do is go out and play, or maybe throw in a little sauce or whatnot. And so I just think it's a balancing act, and what I try to do is read the person.
So what kind of player were you?
I was a little bit of a blend, I guess, a hybrid. And, you know, when you're a hybrid, you're probably not going to make it. So
Pete, what about you?
I would probably agree. I mean, I think my favorite times of playing golf is in the most serious of amateur USGA, KGA events, or you just completely do a 180 and you're in the member guest with the speakers and the VODs and having a great time. I think probably some of my best golf has been in both those areas. So it's a pretty wide spectrum.
So the moral of the story, in my opinion, there's three ways you can play good golf. You can go out and play good golf when it doesn't mean anything, or you're out playing an emergency 9 by yourself. You can play great golf, gambling with the boys, playing $100 two downs, and then you have the hardest, which is tournament golf. And so, but I agree with you. I think why you played well in the 20-year-old days, and I think you're still playing great now, is the fact that you want to gamble, you want to play, you want to get the juices flowing, and that's the closest thing you can get to tournament golf.
I always say I would play better when the lights are turned on. To go out and play for nothing, it's hard for me to get up for that.
There's no way. But I mean, that's the cool thing. I mean, look what we're talking about. There's half a dozen different ways and formats to play golf, whether USGA or you're playing a money game or you're playing member guest or by yourself. I mean, that's, I think, the cool thing about golf that I think sometimes gets lost.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Pete, we're going to do some rapid fire questions. We get back from the break. We'll be right back. Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
Hey, your boy Sully here from the Golf Underground ESPN Radio. I am in what they call the clubhouse experience downtown Kansas City with founder Jason Townsend. Jason, this place is off the charts. Give me a few reasons why anybody, whether you're out south, up north, or right downtown, would want to come to the clubhouse experience.
Well, first of all, the clubhouse is the epicenter of a social community. What we've done is provide an experience from the outdoor patio with live music to our Epicurean bi-coastal food menu to the cocktails to our wine list with 61 bottles from across the world, 50 bottles available by the glass, and then ultimately our entertainment suites where you can play top golf, baseball, football, soccer, hockey, or even hold a business meeting.
Well, and that's where you and I right now. And in fact, I plan on bringing a group of 20 folks for a business meeting in this venue because it is fun, it is work, but you know what? It is an experience. Where can people find you downtown?
1101 Walnut, right in the middle of downtown Kansas City in the Central Business District.
Or the website?
www.theclubhouseexperience.com.
All right, come on down. Clubhouse Experience, Golf Underground.
Talk to Me, a program of Hope and Union Broadcasting, remind you that exercise is not only good for the body, it's good for the mind as well. So lace up your running shoes and get ready for the Program of Hope 5K Run Walk on Sunday, December 1st. Join us at 8 a.m. and run or walk for smiles. You'll not only get a mood boost, you'll be helping local teens learn how to connect, heal, and thrive their way to greater mental wellness. Register and donate today at talk-to-me.com.
New golf clubs, a big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money.
Oh, heck, I'll buy the clubs, put them in my new golf cart, watch the U.S. Open on my big screen after I play a round of golf.
Better give Star Companies, Inc. a call today to start saving big. That's Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Dismal River Club is a five-star private golf and hunting club located in the sand hills of western Nebraska. 36 holes of championship golf, including a Tom Doak design and a Jack Nicklaus design, a private runway, luxury cabins, and incredible meals prepared by their executive chef make Dismal River Club one of the nation's most unique and sought-after golf and outdoor experiences. There is truly something for everyone. Visit DismalRiver.com to get more information about the new spa activities, family activities, membership opportunities, and corporate retreat packages.
Football season is in full swing, and nothing goes better with football than Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Whether it's the Friday night lights of a high school game, a Saturday outing to the old alma mater, or a tailgate or watch party on Sunday, make sure you order ahead and pick up Joe's Kansas City Barbecue to make your football festivities perfect. They've got everything you need. Award-winning, world-famous smoked meats and delicious sides. Carryout and catering is available at all three Joe's locations. Visit joeskc.com to find the location nearest you.
You wouldn't select a driver when you're putting on a green, just like you wouldn't choose a putter to get out of a sand trap. When choosing a club, you want to make sure you have the right tool for the job. And the same goes when selecting a wealth advisor. At Mariner Wealth Advisors, we believe in putting the client first. This isn't just our motto. It's our way of doing business and our fiduciary standard. Navigating your unique journey takes a partner who is as committed to reaching your financial destination as you are. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location and an advisor near you, and let us help you navigate your financial future.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor with its principal place of business in the state of Kansas. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Look, fires, 85 yards, Kansas City touchdown, wow!
It's a great time watching football and a great time to buy a home or refinance with super low interest rates and Nutter Home Loans. Feel as happy as winning the football game with these mortgage experts. Your timing can help you save tens of thousands. Make your move by calling Nutter and hearing what's possible to save and get cash back. Nutter's Cash Back Refinance can help you remodel, pay off credit cards, or whatever you need done. Since 1951, Nutter's been a trusted hometown lending team where loans are made in KC and stay in KC for your convenience and peace of mind. Go to NutterHomeLoans.com or search Nutter Cash Back. Don't miss your chance to score with these low rates. Nutter Home Loans. Mortgage locally.
Not a commitment to lend. Loans available to qualified borrowers. James B. Nutter and Company, DBA, Nutter Home Loans, NMLS number 2067.
Also the Pet Shop Boys. No,
love
not
it.
Really. Okay, Pete Kresnick back for the final segment on the Golf Underground on ESPN Radio. We got some rapid-fire questions for this guy. We had to book him last minute, cover for the guy that bailed on us. It's all right, we're going to roast him next week. The guy's named after a hotel anyways.
Exactly. All right, here we go, Pete. Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Rapid fire questions. Are you ready, Pedro?
Let's go. I'm ready.
All right. Favorite golf show other than ours?
Ooh, No Laying Out Podcast.
Good. Thank God he didn't say Colton O's show. Okay. You're 4 or 5 under after like 6 holes and you realize you missed.
Colton O's used to get peanut butter Nutri-Grain granola bars and put peanut butter on top of those. Just a side note.
Yeah, we're going to get some fiber in that diet for sure. You're 3 or 4 under through like 5 or 6 holes, and you realize you miss like 2 belt loops. You fix it or leave it alone?
Leave it.
If you want a major, which major would you want it to be?
Masters, 100%.
Told you.
Why not the U.S. Open? Why do you hate America?
I'm in love with the Masters, Augusta National, total bucket list. I hate it when Gary tells me he's flying private for a practice round. I just want to be in there.
Okay. All right, if you had to win one non-major, what would it be?
Phoenix Open just comes to mind. It's probably not even the truth. It's just me and Ward had a great time there last year.
It's probably a good party.
Yeah.
Shocking. All right, best ball striker you've ever played with?
Kevin Ward, best golf I've ever seen, 2004. But best ball striker was Gary.
Do you wear the no-show ankle socks, or do you wear the quarters that come up over the ankle bone?
I got to show a little bit because he cannot have ankle socks that slide down below your heel during the round. It ruins your round.
You know what we call those, Pete? Quitters.
Quitters.
Quitters. All right, here we go. Best place you want to have a nice, cold VODs? Any city?
WCC Men's Grill is not bad, but I'm going to go Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara, I like
it. Dead heat between Wichita and Santa Barbara. I like it. Okay, you got to relocate the family. You guys going to Santa Barbara or you going to the other coast?
Carolinas. Going south.
Solid. All right, you've been known to be a good putter. Who's the best putter other than yourself?
Gosh. That's a tough one, Wardo. I mean, I'm so much better than anyone else I know. Sid McKnight.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah, he's good.
He can make.
Okay, if you could have one shot back in your amateur career, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh. Well, in 2004, the State Am, I needed 9 holes, so the one shot wasn't going to do it. But, gosh, how about the 10th hole in the 2004 State Am? I think I hit one way OB, hit a second way OB, and then I actually went back for a third ball just for practice trying to find it, Jordo. I was reeling.
Did you find it?
Didn't find it.
Yeah, I've been known to hit multiple provisionals just for practice.
It works. It works. All right, we got a couple more for you, Pedro. You want some more?
Yeah.
All right, so your house is on fire and your children are not inside. What's the first item you grab?
I'm definitely getting my putter. That's been with me for 18 years. And then maybe my staff bag, Jordo, that I made for myself. You know, as an amateur, they don't give those to you. You got to make it yourself.
I bought one day. Okay, last one. Would you rather use a long putter or drive with a cross-handed grip?
Long putter. I'd still make it.
God, at least he's not arrogant.
You know you'd get
putting.
Called a cheater all the time for using that cheater wand, though.
All right, Pete, we'll see you Wednesday at the live pod here in Kansas City at an undisclosed location. Golf
I'm looking
Underground.
Forward to it.
Golf
we'll see
Underground,
you then, Pete.
ESPN Radio.